Hello, my name's Andrew Hookway, and I am both sick at the moment and one of the editors involved with UCF Toronto Cyberside. The degree to which I was an editor was in something of a state of confusion for me. At the beginning, I thought that I would be editing the film in full, much as I had our previous film, I Spy, which I did pretty much bloody everything on. UCF, though, I did not realize that Laz had the idea that he would be doing, well, almost bloody everything. So what ended up happening was that after the January and February shoot dates, I was making an edit of my own while he was making one. And we sort of said, okay, well, we're going to do these alpha edits, where each of us has our idea that come in and work together. And, you know, we're going to take the best of these ideas, and then I would take them and put them on my computer and do everything with them. Well, there was a slight change from that. It turned out that we would take the best of both parts, and Les would do the final edit. I was left in confusion, as I said, and when it finally hit me that, you know, it was sort of like what I was doing was being done for nothing. So, you know, it was all the whole behind-the-scenes drama such that, you know, it left me a little put out. Not so much with Les, but just with the circumstances. Miscommunication being something that can cause a lot of difficulties. And so we each worked on an alpha edit after those 2 weekends. And in March, for that shoot date, we each showed the alpha edits and got feedback from the team. Steve, Sylvia, Justin, Brian, about how it was going. Yeah, they told us what was good and what was bad. So then Laz took that and turned it into a beta edit. April, he came down to my place, and it was pretty much a fairly fun weekend. We played some Halo and, you know, did some effects tests. That weekend is when we worked out the tracer effect that we found on the Marshall gunshots. So we worked on that, as well as him giving me the footage. Up to that point, he, you know, had control over it. He had his beta edit, which was both of our edits put together, and he had pretty much the final say up to that point. After that, he handed it off to me, and I did the special effects, which was pretty much all I did, with the exception of a couple small things, some small editing bits, as well as my alpha edit of the train scene just generally worked better than his, so I just took mine and plopped it in place. So over the summer I made what we refer to as a gamma edit. That was for a meeting in August, where we got most of the crew together. Not most of the crew, but we had Steve and Sylvia, as well as a bunch of friends in August. And it was mostly completed. It was about 95% done, 90-95%, as far as effects go. And then after that, it was just a matter of cleaning up a few things, finishing up credits, and stressing out over everything at the last minute, getting sick. Not this cold, another cold, actually, food poisoning, the night that I needed to have everything done by. Yeah, I just haven't been all that healthy the past month and a half. And so we had the Delta edit, and what you're going to see here is my alpha cut of the Agony music video. Agony is probably one of the most distinctive parts in the whole film. It was the first thing that Laz edited when he had all the footage for it. And I decided to take a very different approach. I had it completely silent. Had it bracketed by the white fades, which I used to set apart any Pax Nemesis moments. And you'll also see some text replacement for gunshots for an effect, as well as a pickup shot that we hadn't gotten yet. I mean, obviously, this was a pre-edit, something that wasn't done, so there are those little reminders left in there. I edited it to the music, which was fun. I mean, it was great music, very rhythmic to be able to edit to. In the end, though, I guess I agree that it didn't work well in the final cut of the film, but I hope that it works well as a standalone, and I hope that you enjoy it. So, without further ado, the Andy Alpha Agony. Hehe, alliteration.